The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Cartoons? Did someone mention cartoons? Well, the long-awaited 1 terabyte volume 1 of cartoons is now available on a limited basis. If you have children or grandchildren, this is the ultimate gift. I gave this to my grandchildren and they love it. Over 500 cartoon shows, snippets, animations, claymations, and puppets. It's not perfect, but you cannot get this size of a collection anywhere else. Only here at OldTimeRadioDVD.com. Don't forget all of our other collections. You have until August the 1st. Don't waste time. Get them while you can at OldTimeRadioDVD.com.
That's all, folks.
Tarzan of the Apes, from the novel by Edgar Rice Burroughs. With Mr. James H. Pierce as Tarzan, and Miss Joanne Burroughs as Jane Porter. This is an American Gold Seal production coming to you over the World Broadcasting System and associated stations. When Tarzan learns that Jane Porter, whom he has learned to care for, is a prisoner aboard the pirate ship, he swims alone to the ship, releases her, and succeeds in swimming ashore with her. Convinced that her own people cannot take care of Jane, Tarzan takes her into the jungle with him. Meanwhile, Professor Porter and his party, in trying to rescue Jane, have been wrecked on a reef and are attacked by the pirates. While in the jungle, Tarzan hears a call for assistance from his tribe, the great apes, and goes to the rescue. Now, are you ready? Hold your breath.
Holding Jane firmly in his one free arm, Tarzan speeds along the jungle terrace. The ape cries have changed from anger and surprise to fear and consternation, and Jane feels Tarzan's speed increase with every death-defying swing or breathtaking leap. Branches bend and creak. Sap oozes from trailing vines as Tarzan wings his way deeper and deeper into the jungle fastness. Only Jane's supreme confidence in the ape man's ability keeps her from calling out when, in some dizzy, swinging arc, she looks down, down into the shaded depths 100 feet below.
Are we almost there, Tarzan?
Yes, Jane. Hold on. Now we go below.
Shooting the action to the word, Tarzan drops down through the matted and twisted screen of vine and creeper. Jane opens her eyes as she feels Tarzan land on the moss-strewn jungle floor. There, crouched, fangs bared, and dripping sheet of a leopard. And between his braced forelegs, a baby ape. Ranged in a circle, afraid to draw closer, the great ape watched the huge cat. Sheet of the fine hairs on the nape of his neck bristling, stands tense. If he lowers his head to pick up the baby ape, the tribe of Kerchak will rush him. If he turns back into the brush, he will force his prey. Uttering his prior challenge, Tarzan leaps across the intervening space. Sheeta curls his lips back, opens his dripping jaws, and roars defiance.
Oh, Tarzan! Tarzan!
Kerchak, Lekhar, Hell! Tarzan, Bandolo, Sheeta!
Tarzan calls to the tribe to get the baby ape away while he kills Sheeta. The leopard punches swimmer, tense muscles tighten for the spring. Tarzan leaps, comes down fully in the infuriated boot track. Tarzan's knife rises and falls. Sheeta howls in agony as the red-hot stabbing pain shoots into his body. Again and again, Tarzan's knife sinks into Sheeta's side. With a scream, Sheeta sags, limp, to the ground. Tarzan rises to his feet, places his foot on the carcass, beats his chest with clenched fists, and gives the victory cry of the bull ape that has made his kill.
Now, better look at Bailu. The baby ape?
Yes. Kayla, Bailu, Kulak.
Tarzan.
Yes, Mabel belongs to this man.
The baby's mother?
Yes.
What did she say, Tarzan?
She let say that she was hunting beagles. She'd have come up quick, take the baby, and all the apes circle people.
Then they called for you. That was the call we heard?
Yes. Quick, Jack. Ape. All afraid of Sheeta. Sheeta is too quick.
Yes, I understand. Now what is it?
Crab wants to hold Dum Dum.
Dum Dum?
Yes. Crab is glad Tarzan saved Baloo. Like Dum Dum.
But what is Dum Dum?
Tarzan shakes his head. To attempt to explain to Jane the wild, weird, pulsating dance of the apes is beyond the meager powers of Tarzan's English vocabulary. Again, the apes urge about their leader.
Jane, like to see Dum Dum?
I don't know. Could we go to the hut and then come back?
Yes, Dum Dum is nice.
Then, yes, Tarzan, I would like to see it.
Room low, Tarzan, Jane, Harold, Dum Dum.
And with the cries of the apes ringing in their ears, Jane and Tarzan leave the tribe and head in the direction of the clearing and the hut. Stranded on the coral reef by the foundering of their small boat, the party under Lieutenant Darno are staging the best defense they can.
Quickly, Clayton, more ammunition.
I haven't any.
Here you are, Lieutenant. It is my last.
Are we completely out of ammunition? Then cease firing for the moment until they get close air.
Keep down, Professor.
I couldn't restrain my curiosity.
Oi! You blocks up there, give up. There ain't one song to a million for you.
Perhaps we'd better give up and trust to their mercy.
Trust nothing. We must fight on, Monsieur.
I particularly would like to drop that rat-faced knife.
I shall be guided entirely by the choice of the majority.
And let them force the issue first.
Well,
we're out of ammunition, Darno.
Come closer for a parley.
All right, but none of your tricks, mind, or we'll blow you off that reef.
What terms shall I make, Monsieur? Quickly, before they arrive.
What terms can you make? You mean, don't you, Darno?
Surely they will take us ashore. Why, even pirates
will agree to anything you do, Darno. Here they are.
Well, I'll know.
What are your terms, Snipe?
That's good, that is. I didn't mind. What did you expect?
To take us ashore, first of all.
Take you ashore, yes, by the Lord Harry. We'll do that all right enough.
Just what do you mean by that? I don't like the way you say it.
I mean just this. If you won't tell us where the blooming traitors is, then I'll take every mother's son of your shore, and you can dig the old ruddy coast of West Africa up until you find it. And if you don't find it, you can dig your own grind.
No, well, don't get by you.
I don't want no arguments. I've said you'll dig, and you'll dig. Is that right, Mike?
So it's murder, is that it?
Well, blimey, what did you expect?
Listen here, Snipes. I'd advise you to keep a civil tongue in your head.
Easy, Clayton, easy. We're in a bad situation. No use making it worse at the moment.
And one thing more I must request of you, Snap.
And henceforth, Mr. Lieutenant Donald, it's Captain Snipes to you.
Very well, Captain Snipes. There is one thing I must request of you, however. Professor Porter must be excused from any physical labor.
No, I insist upon carrying my share of the burden.
Hush, Archimedes. You're in no fit physical condition to work.
Well, we'll see about that when we get the show.
And furthermore, I must request
five down. Dock up, Snipes. Who's this guy to be making conditions?
Yes, that's right.
Come on, all of you. Get into the boat. We'll take your sword.
Look here, Snipes.
Word out of you, mister, and you'll get your blooming head blowed off.
That's talking, Snipes. That's what they threatened to do to me.
Oh, they did, eh?
You bet they did. They made me roll that blasted leaky boat of theirs out toward the Arrow. Say, did you guys get the dame?
No.
That jungle guy that snaps his skirt off came aboard us and jumped overboard with a day.
Gosh, I don't want to meet that guy anymore.
You help, monsieur. Shall we continue our parley?
This ain't no parley. I'm telling you what to do.
Perhaps Tarzan can help us, Leap.
There ain't going to be no leap. You're going to dig up the old coast if necessary, but I'll have that treasure.
Then what happens to us after we have found the treasure?
Oh, so you know where the treasure is.
No. You mistake me. I mean...
Oh, never mind what the old goat means. If he knows, so much the better. Besides, the whole gang will want to dig it. And if he don't, then the digging commences.
If we find the treasure, I suppose we'll receive our share. You see, I have a great responsibility.
Your share? Say, boys. And that a hot one.
I only wish to know.
Off till you find the treasure, Mr. Professor Porter. We'll tell you then what we'll do.
Brave man, aren't you, Snipes? By Jove, if you'll drop that gun when we get ashore, I'll break every bone.
Clayton, for heaven's sake. No violence until Darno has a chance to...
Well, he hasn't been able to do anything so far.
Quiet down back there. I don't want to hear no more chatter out of any of it.
Hey, we are going to the breakers, Snipes. All together, boys. Get her one bit full when she gets the top of the next wave.
Up by the little hut in the clearing, Tarzan and Jane emerged from the jungle.
Why, Tarzan, the hut looks deserted.
Father, Clayton, others not here.
No, it looks that way.
Tarzan, no. If Tarmangani stay here.
Yes, of course. You can catch their scent spoor. I'd forgotten that for the moment.
Jane, go inside?
Yes. Why, what can have happened? They haven't been here since the storm. Look at the sand, leaves, and dirt piled in the corners.
Not come back since Tarzan. Others go to boat on beach.
You mean they haven't been here since then?
No.
But you went alone, out to the ship. They didn't go.
No. Boat all broken.
Then where can they be?
Tarzan doesn't know.
They must be down on the coast looking for me.
Better not stay here. Soon dark. Better go back to the jungle.
Yes, Tarzan, you're right. I'd much rather be with you in the jungle than be here at the hut alone.
Come then. There's nothing here, Jane.
No. All right. Listen. What's that, Tarzan? That's the noise I heard once before when Cecil and I were down by the headland.
Dum-dum. Little more. Begin.
The pulsing throb of the great ape's earthen drum penetrates to the farthest corner of the jungle. In the forest depths, the tribe of Kerchak gathers about the sacrificial mound of earth and twigs. And Tarzan, the jungle once more claiming him for its own, sweeps Jane off her feet and starts off to join in the ceremony. What will happen of that weird, unhuman dum-dum that Jane is to visit? And what of Clayton, Darno, and the others? Will Snipes carry out his threat